Good morning. A warm and tropical feel across interior New York and New England this morning as the humidity levels have come up considerably in the last 12 to 18 hours behind a warm front that's tracking into southern Canada. We will see temperatures already in the upper 60s and lower 70s climb through the 70s and into the 80s today despite mostly cloudy skies. We'll have that tropical feel into the afternoon, and scattered showers and thunderstorms will become more likely. In this environment, some of the storms could produce strong gusty winds and torrential downpours, and we do have the risk of some strong to severe storms through the afternoon and into the evening hours. As we head into the night tonight, temperatures will drop back through the 70s. Some places will get into the middle and upper 60s, but it will remain muggy, and we still run the risk at a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms. A cold front will approach the region tomorrow. Out ahead of the front, once again, it'll be warm and humid with a tropical feel. It will also remain mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will become increasingly more likely through the afternoon, and once again, some of these storms tomorrow could be strong to severe with wind and hail along with torrential downpours as jet stream energy passes through southern Canada. That jet stream energy will force the cold front through the region on Saturday night and will have lower humidity in the area for Sunday. We'll start a drying trend with a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the lower to mid-80s. In fact, it looks like enough of a push of drier air that it will stay dry with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday and perhaps even into Tuesday with high pressure in control for the holiday. We'll have mostly sunny skies and highs both days in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from Oklahoma northeast through the Ohio Valley and into our region. South of our area, computer models vary regarding destabilization in the wake of early morning thunderstorms across the southern plains. Still, enough instability and wind shear will be present along that cold front to produce severe storms. Hail and wind are forecast to be the primary threats, with the possibility of a tornado or two in the southern plains. These diurnally driven thunderstorms will tend to weaken during the evening and overnight hours. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with rain showers and fog at 50 degrees with a west wind at 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 71 degrees. The dew point 62, 73% relative humidity, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.92 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Bodie State Park in California and also at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny with an isolated shower or thunderstorm mid-80s. Boston, partly sunny, an isolated shower or storm in the upper 80s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with more showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 60, the average temperature 70. That's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 4.58 inches, which is 91 hundredths above normal, and 23.49 inches for the year, which is 5.04 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 5 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 135, that's 24 above normal, and 185 for the season, which is 44 above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 98, set in 1964, and the record low, 47, in 1938. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with showers and thunderstorms likely, some on the stronger side, with highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, muggy with lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy and humid today, with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible, and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, with lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and humid today, with showers and thunderstorms likely, and highs in the lower to mid 80s. More scattered showers and storms tonight, muggy in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and humid today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight with lows near 70. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and humid today with showers and thunderstorms likely, some on the stronger side, and highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, muggy with lows near 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, warm and humid with showers and thunderstorms likely, some strong to severe, mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower humidity Sunday, lower to mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds on Monday in the lower 80s. Mostly sunny for Independence Day Tuesday, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, lower 80s. And another chance of a few more showers and thunderstorms Thursday in the lower to mid 80s. Have a great holiday weekend for WAMC. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.